So I'm here with Dan from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Okay.
So what is it that you did for SQL Server 2008?
I was the group program manager over the setup and deployment area, essentially. And during that cycle, we kind of started over from scratch in a lot of ways and did a lot of work in that area.
Sure. And what was that like? What were the biggest challenges in that project?
I think the biggest challenge is we went from a model in SQL 2005 where we had a central setup team. So all the setup work and all the authoring was done by the same set of guys. But the problem you have there is that, you know, the various teams, engine and analysis services, they're kind of tossing the requirements to us, and we're not experts in that area, so we're interpreting them as best we can. So you have some mismatch there, and then you also just have a pure bottleneck effect. It was taking way too long to do very simple tasks because, you know, we were backed up. So we moved to a model in 2008 where we said, okay, we want to make the component teams able to, by component teams I mean like engine and AS, we wanted to enable them to own their own setup, to own their own authoring. So that was the big challenge, is that, you know, this was an area they had never done before, and we had to kind of educate them on first why it was important for them to do it. And, you know, a lot of common thing was, well, what are you guys going to do for the right setup? So we had to show them, you know, what we were going to do, which is write the framework and platform for them to build on top of. But also really to enable them to own their configuration, which is really the complex part of the setup of SQL.
Okay. So SQL Server setup was rewritten pretty much completely in 2008. So what are some of the benefits to customers?
I think some of the long-term benefits, you know, there's some short-term things, and a lot of it's about setting the path up, a good foundation for the future, things that we can add on in the future. In the short term, that's a good question, let me think. What did we get delivered in the short term? Well, in the short term, we have a more unified UI.
Uh-huh.
In 2005, the way it had been implemented, there was user interface pieces that were showing that had been implemented in different methods, and you had kind of a choppy experience.
Right.
This time, the UI is integrated, and it's all written by the same set of people, so you have a much better flow across the experience. We also have done a lot of work in the cluster setup area. We have in the past that was pretty much, you know, we had some UI in 2005, but a lot of the tasks had to still be done by hand. So now we have, you can add node and remove node, so there's a lot of good things that we added in that space. Patching is another area that we've really done a lot of work in. The patch program in 2005 was actually was written after 2005 shipped and was a separate program. So we had a lot of problems there where that didn't work well with the actual setup program. You had some conflicts and issues with files that would get rolled back incorrectly.
Okay.
So that's now integrated, and it's the same exact setup that does, you know, the same exact program that does the initial setup is also doing the patching. So we'll have better reliability around patching. We were actually able to get patching delivered during the CTP, so we actually shipped QFEs to the CTPs for the first time. So
okay.
The patching will just be ready to go right off the bat.
Great. So what are some of the accomplishments for your work in 2008 that you're most proud of and most proud of the team that worked on those?
I think the big accomplishment was, you know, as I mentioned earlier, was getting the rest of the SQL business unit involved with this area. Traditionally, setup is just kind of this necessary evil at the front of the process.
Sort of a thankless
job. Yeah, kind of a thankless job. And, you know, being able to get that spread across the building, getting people to understand, you know, why there's real value in there. It's the first experience that a customer has with the product. It's a big generator of support calls. It's a big generator of customer dissatisfaction if you don't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the rest of the teams across the building educated on that and getting, you know, them on board and getting them to own their own work and feel pride in their, you know, their setup works well, you know, that was a really big accomplishment. You know, we actually got really good feedback from the Visual Studio team because they had gone through, it's interesting, Office was the first one to go through this process, and all the large groups of Microsoft have gone through this process where they started out when they were small with a central setup team, and then as they got larger, they had to farm it out, let the pieces of the team own their own setup. And we were actually able to accomplish it very quickly compared to what the Visual Studio and Office guys had done. So we got some good feedback from our peers in the other group, you know, that, hey,
great,
you guys did a great job there. So that was cool.
Yeah, cool. So now that SQL Server 2008 has RTM, does it feel good to be on to the next thing and have that out the door?
Yeah, August has been good because we've kind of been in vacation mode. So,
right.
You know, we're all just kind of taking a breath because it was definitely, you know, the setup area was an area that was in the end game, we were still, you know, fixing things late. Setup is always a place where customers find some issues for us late that we need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So we're been enjoying the downtime, but like I said, there's a lot of stuff that we built into setup that we now can build on. So that's kind of the exciting thing, is now that we've done the basement work and have a really good foundation, there's some very cool things we can do going forward. And so that's exciting to actually now kind of pop up to that next level and do some work in that area.
Great. Well, thanks, and appreciate your time.
Sure. Okay, thank you.